All right, let's get right into it and hear a real ghost.
All right.
And then we'll talk about how you do all this stuff or whatever. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Ray Sawyer, founder of Dark Angel Paranormal Investigators of Connecticut, on the phone. What are we going to hear first, Ray?
First, you're going to hear somebody say, "Right, and get out of this place." This was taken in Easton basement. We were investigating, and we found out there was a caretaker that was haunting this building. And you'll hear him say, "Right, and get out of this."
Scooby-Doo. Yeah.
Did the caretaker die there?
Yes, he died on the property.
Didn't take care of himself, obviously, yes.
He was too busy taking care of the property.
Well, plus, how do you bury yourself?
He was there forever.
Yeah.
And he wanted to plant something, so.
Well, weed. Was it weed?
Okay, let's listen to the clip, and then we'll discuss.
He's the caretaker of this program, of the ground.
What did it say?
I heard, hey, get out
of
my face.
If you listen, you'll hear right. And then there's a pause, and then it's get out of this place.
Here, I have boosted the audio a little
all
bit.
All right.
Oh, creepy.
We gotta get out of this place.
I knew you were gonna start singing.
If it's the last thing we ever do.
Yeah. Is Eric Burden from The Animals dead?
Apparently, yes.
Could be him.
His career is, yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
So you don't hear this stuff while you're in the building, right? You listen to the audio back, right?
No, we picked that up on the tape recorders after we was at home, and we're sitting and we're listening to these things one at a time.
And do you laugh, say, ha ha, he told us to get out, we didn't.
That's the thing.
He was silly ghost.
Because if I heard get out.
You got kind of worried about what you were really doing while you were there.
Mm. Well, why would you say right? What did you say right before the ghost said right?
Because we were talking about the caretaker, and I had said that he was there, and he goes, right,
oh.
I am here. And get out of this place because he didn't want us in the area.
So, he wasn't saying take a right.
Yeah, he was like the AJ saying right,
no,
right, right.
No, take a right. Nope.
Right.
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 Let's hear it one more
right.
time. That.
Get out of here.
You know what it sounds like?
Scary.
It sounds like when you have something in the dryer, like a pen or something. That's what I heard. You know, like you lift your chapstick in your pan.
It's like a zipper from a hoodie or something.
Oh, a zipper from a hoodie, exactly. Yeah,
right.
Yeah that little smacking inside, yeah.
By the way, Eric Burden is still alive.
Exactly right,
okay,
yes.
So it's not him.
I said his career, and I was, yeah.
No.
Go ahead.
No.
Let's hear it again.
One more time?
Yeah.
Yep, that's a hoodie.
Oh, man.
It's a hoodie, yep.
I'm sorry. That's I'm out of there. I hear that.
Yeah.
So the door's pushing the opposite direction.
I wouldn't even go in there because aren't you afraid of somebody following you home?
Like a cop?
No.
I've never worried about that. No. Not at all.
Have you ever had one attach itself to you?
I've supposedly been told by other psychics that yes. And
no, you were either told or buzzing. Not told. Not when, supposedly told.
Yeah, when they said, "Who's your friend?" Who's your friend?
Well, but you got to remember, I wake up in the middle of the night and I see people standing by my bed.
I
come into contact with these.
I did that
this
once
is,
also.
Hold
thing.
It, hold it, hold it,
time
hold
out.
It.
I fell asleep with sleeping once.
Go ahead.
It's all about AJ.
What happened?
When that person, that was a joke. He said, I see right, people when right. I wake up.
Okay. What did you woke up and you saw people?
I wake up and I see people standing by my bed staring at me. Yes.
Dead people.
That's a normal thing. I because they disappear very shortly and they're no longer in the room. That's been going on for years for me.
How clear do you see their faces?
How can you say things are not following you?
I've been able to write down and tell you what they were wearing, what they looked like, if they were carrying things, if they had jewelry. That's how vivid I see them.
Wow. And they're voting.
Ghost clearly didn't care you were speaking. It's a whole nother deal. We got a bunch of sound to listen to. You know, if I woke up and there are ghosts around the bed, I'm like, hey, you know, I'm going to go find something else to do.
Right.
I'm moving.
Or do me a favor. Make something useful. Make me a sandwich.
They're moving in their life. Here's your box.
Right.
Don't forget this.
Right.
What about us?
Right.
You got to close the door in the moving truck. Oh, there you are.
Damn it.
Well, you guys came too. Right.
They're trying to tell me something. That's what they're looking for me. They come to me to clear up a problem that there might be going on.
Like the Godfather.
Maybe I can move them on. Who knows? We don't know.
I'd be looking at them.
Shouldn't you know?
Well, no, because they don't talk to me. That's the unfortunate part is they don't talk to me, and I find out sometimes after.
Like charades?
Oh, no. This is. All right, Ray, hold on. I'm trying to do something here. Can you imagine making that trip from the afterworld? Oh, no, this dude, Dark Angel Paranormal, let's go. We'll talk to him.
He's a helper.
Right.
Right. We're going to communicate.
Go see Ray.
Yeah, you get there. It's like, yeah, I can't hear you.
I can see you, but I can't hear you.
It's like driving to California. Right. We're going to talk to this person.
Right.
You get there. Can't hear you.
I was on this line all the time.
Damn it. Speaking of the mouthpiece.
Exactly, yeah. Right, yeah.
Speaking to the mouthpiece.
Are you on an iPhone?
Oh my God, Ray and I are living the same hell.
Right. Are you on an iPhone 10 Spirit Edition?
Yeah. All right, Ray, we got to get to some of these clips.
Yes, we do.
Right? Okay, this ghost audio is from Shelton. Let's play it, then Ray can tell us what it is.
Hello.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, creepy, creepy.
Aaron, hello. How are ya?
Oh, boy. What the hell is that?
That was an older woman in the house in Shelton. It was down the hallway. There was nobody up above because this was upstairs in the hallway. And she just wanted to talk to us.
The older woman being a ghost?
Yeah, it was like the grandmother.
Oh.
It was the grandmother had passed away a couple of months earlier. And we were downstairs talking about in the kitchen. And I guess she grabbed the tape recorder on the second floor and decided to talk to us.
Which is
the
grandmother did.
Yeah. Too much coffee.
Yeah.
The woman who she knew it was a cassette recorder.
The voice, she knew the voice.
Really? That's close to what the grandmother sounded like?
Yep.
She was auditioning, actually.
Yes. Wow, that's nuts.
Let's hear that again.
Hello.
Hello. And then what does it say?
I know, right.
Oh, I heard, hello, is there anybody in there? Now if you can hear me, is there anything at all?
Grab the cassette box. Hello?
Test
1-2.
Is there anybody in there?
1-2. Test.
Just not if you can hear me.
I thought she went, hello.
Hiya. How you doing?
You know what I noticed about Ray's ghost sheet here, the quotes that I have?
Yeah.
A lot of his ghosts say the word right.
I noticed that.
So I have a future as a ghost, apparently. Yeah. Right.
I don't. Well, because we discussed what we know about the house, and they're just acknowledging the fact and they're agreeing with us, saying, gotcha. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
All right,
so when we bring in the information, it kind of verifies the fact that we know what we're talking about.
Right.
Instead of being off the wall.
Right. It's a common word. I say it probably 100 times a day.
Yeah, I want to hear ghosts go, correct.
Yeah. It's too much.
Yeah,
right?
It's true. Yeah.
There I go again. Now I'm going to be.
How about affirmative? That'd be better. Affirmative.
Right. Copy that.
Ghost. Affirmative. That's a ghost, isn't it? Affirmative.
Talking to Ghost AJ would be great. Are you dead? I couldn't believe it. I was like, what?
fill up the roof, right?
Ray
Sawyer.
You got
a ghost boy in flight, right?
Ray Sawyer, Ghost Hunter on. We're linked up to all his stuff on the radio station website. Let's hear this one more time. So this is a grandmother who died in the house in Shelton.
Yes.
They recognized her voice.
They recognized her voice. But did you hear this while you're walking through or later?
No, this was played. This was found on the tape recorder after we got home and sat down listening.
Okay, let's hear it again.
Hello. Hiya.
They also heard.
I keep hearing at the end. Like she's doing karate.
Maybe she's,
The right sounds different than the rest
it
of it.
It does, yeah.
So do you think that it could be? Could it be, Ray, the two ghosts are talking to one another?
Like a duet?
Yes, it could. That happens a lot of times. We'll have more than one voice involved. So it makes it harder to understand and figure out what was being said.
Yeah.
some of them we have to kind of guess at what it is.
Let's hear it one more time. That right on the end is a male voice.
It does sound like a male voice.
Do you have the chills? I have the chills.
You always have the chills. You're always cold. You were in a park in the friggin' summer.
The ghost hears Ashley say, I have chills. Yeah, I know. Right.
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 Hi-ya, right.
Hi-ya, hi-ya.
Shut up, hyena. Yeah.
No,
hyena, right.
What's up with those bangs?
Bangs and teeth.
The ghost of Ashley would just be this hair and teeth floating through the house.
Gathering all the blankets.
Like, oh my God, those teeth are blinding. They don't stop chattering.
The scarf just floated right past me. I don't know.
It would just say over and over, Sissoscope.
What?
Sissoscope.
Disney.
I don't know. It's gibberish.
What is this?
Sissoscope. I keep hearing this weird laugh.
I'd be like, I don't know. I've heard a million ghosts. I can't tell what this
is. I think she's saying there's no hope.
Sissoscope. I keep hearing this weird laugh.
It's a very difficult word.
Well, Ray, we have like 50 other clips. We didn't play.
Bit of a ghost of a chance.
Ashley's going to call you today, and we'll have you back.
Yeah, man.
We didn't do Bridgeport, Windsor Locks, yeah. Another Shelton,
a lot
another
more to
Easton,
go.
Another Windsor Locks. So, Ray Sawyer, we will link up at the radio station website and have you back next week.
Thank you very much, everybody. It's nice to hear from you again.
Thank you, brother. It's great to hear your voice.
Yeah, man.
All right.